We have failed him. Peter has failed him. Some of you failed him last night. Some of you failed him last week. Some of you failed him last month. Some of you failed him last year. And some of you are here today smugly, proudly declaring in your heart, I'm glad it's not me. Wait till tomorrow. Jesus knows when you will fail him. And how do you feel about that fact? Here's how Peter felt. Luke 22:62. And he went out and he wept bitterly. Have you had that day? Peter's a grown man. Grown men don't cry a lot. But when confronted with the depth of their sin, it is a righteous thing for a man to be broken. And Peter here, you could just get the picture. He had just denied the, I don't know Jesus. There he is. Looking me in the eye, hearing everything I just said, as he's going to suffer, and I denied him. You just see Peter's face in his hands, just weeping, bawling, bitterly, uncontrollably. What have I done? What have I failed to do? Have you had that moment? You said something, and as it just came out of your mouth, you just saw it absolutely destroy someone. They were obliterated, incinerated right in front of you, and you can't take it back. What have I said? How many of you, you've had that moment? You sinned. You did it. The thing you said you'd never do, or you said you'd never do again, and you did it. And it hits you. The Holy Spirit, he hits you. And you're devastated, because who you truly are, apart from the grace of God, is fully revealed. You feel sick to your stomach. You feel ashamed. You feel dirty. You feel embarrassed. You're mortified. This is Peter demonstrating repentance. If there's any good news in this account, it is that Peter didn't wait a long time to repent. It doesn't say, and 5 years later, Peter came to his senses. It's more like 5 seconds later, Peter came to his senses. Dear friend, how long have you been waiting to look at Jesus' face, to see your own sin, and to weep bitterly? Some of you, it's been too long. Your heart has grown cold and hard. Let this be the day that you weep bitterly. Ecclesiastes says that a sad face is good for the heart. That sometimes the bitter weeping is partial cleansing for the soul through the tears of the broken. Around this same time, there was another disciple who betrayed Jesus. Do you remember him? Peter's not alone in betraying Jesus at this season. Who else betrayed Jesus? Judas Iscariot. Peter and Judas denied, betrayed, failed Jesus. Both men feel bad. Peter has repentance. By the grace of God, he wants to change and return to Jesus. Judas does not have repentance. He only has remorse. He doesn't return to Jesus. Instead, he commits suicide by hanging himself. See, two people can sin. Two people can feel bad. The Christian repents and runs to Jesus. The non-Christian only has remorse and runs toward destruction. It's not enough, dear friend, to feel bad about your sin. You have to repent and look Jesus in the face because you've sinned against him. It's horrible, isn't it? The best among us failed. Failed miserably, failed publicly, failed shamefully. And if this is all we had in the Bible, if this is where the story ended, it would be completely devastating, utterly depressing. But the reason it's so dark is all we've talked about is Peter and us. See, we haven't talked about Jesus yet.